Hello, gorgeous, and welcome to another episode of That High Vibe Life, the podcast in which I share all kinds of self-development, spiritual, quantum habit tips, tools, advices, insights, and experiences so you can elevate your life and literally become an intentional creator and create the life that is the most juicy, content, happy, fulfilled expression of who you truly are. Hello, gorgeous. It's been a hot minute. And, you know, that's okay. I am always learning about how to give myself grace and compassion, because in the past, I have been really hard on myself. You know, I used to be a people pleaser. I used to put myself under a lot of pressure. I used to worry about what others thought of me. And now that I've done all the healing work and resolved my trauma, and I have an intentional focus on my purpose and my mission here, that kind of isn't the way I vibe anymore in my life. And I'd like to share with you today something that really spoke to me, that I was really inspired by, that it's going to inspire another podcast. But the subject I'm focusing on today is called personal power. And this is a really, really pivotal subject. It was in my life, and I hope it will be in your life too, because when you realize how much power you have, you realize you are this incredible infinite being that has unlimited potential to create anything you want. And I know that sounds really lofty and really like big vision, but if you want to change your life and transform and be the highest version of yourself and live the most aligned version of yourself and create a life full of ease and flow and joy and radiance and pleasure and happiness, you have to come back to your power. Now, what does that mean? What is your power? So a lot of us are living lives where we think life is just happening to us. Now, I 100% used to be one of these people. I used to go around thinking like, why is life so shitty? Why is it so hard? I pulled the short stick of life. Life is shit. Like, I got all the bad cards. Why is life happening to me like this, in this way? It's so unfair, right? Life is so hard. Like, life is so shit. Like, everybody else has it better than me. Why do I get the shit card, you know? And this might trigger you. Like, I hope it does, because I hope it stirs something in you deeper that really ignites the truth in you, because that is not truth. That is just habitual, lazy, unintentional thinking. The truth is, we're not really taught how to think intentionally or use our thoughts to their potential as we're growing up. Like, unless your parents are, you know, super into self-development, or they're very spiritual and they have a spiritual journey or spiritual teachers. Most of us aren't taught this information, that personal power comes from how we own and direct our thoughts and our feelings and emotions and our beliefs. That's your personal power. Because the truth is, like, yeah, the world is completely unruly. Like, things happen, like life happens. So many things happen that are out of our control. The one thing that we can control is how we react, interpret, understand, respond, or feel about anything. That is all within our control, and that is our personal power. And it is our responsibility in this lifetime to wake up to that. And if you do, then you will be intentionally creating your life from a place of empowerment, rather than a place of disempowerment and victimhood. Because the difference is, when you're a victim to your life, going like, life just happens and I can't do anything about it, it's like, you know, I can't control my thoughts, I don't know how to change anything, like, that's just the way I am, you are giving your power away. You're going, putting your hands up and saying, that's it, I can't do anything, it's everybody else's fault, like, it's out of my control. And so then we go down this road of blaming the world and other people outside of us for our circumstances or our experiences. And then we feel powerless to change anything. And then we feel like we can't do anything. And I have been there so much. I have spent a lot of time there. And while I understand it is part of the human condition and part of the human experience, it doesn't have to be the norm and it doesn't have to be that way. Choosing for it to not be that way is the first step in taking back your power. It is the first step in realizing what you can do and taking back control of your life. Because I spent many years being very, very depressed and very suicidal. And had a lot of anxiety, very, very low self-esteem, right? So maybe what a lot of people feel today, I felt different. People didn't get me. Why was life so hard? I didn't get it. Why? I don't know. It was just this, like, people don't like me. I'm not good enough. Like, all these things, right? Comparison, judgment, low self-esteem, shame, guilt, all this kind of stuff. And like, I was like, life is really shit and unfair. And because I was thinking those thoughts, that was my experience of life. And when you learn about energy, frequency, vibration, you learn that we are vibrational beings. We work in energy. Like, energy is everything. The universe is made up of energy. So we are energetical beings in a human format. So we're just like these dense energy beings. Like, everything is energy. You know, when people are like, oh, like, how is the table made up of energy and molecules, and how is a sofa made up of energy and molecules, or a car? Yet everything is. It's the same for human beings. We are made up of energy. We're just vibrating at such a slow level, we become dense. Okay, but it doesn't mean that we haven't got an energetical frequency to us. Everybody does, everything does. It's how the universe works. Everything is energy. So when you realize we're these energetical beings, we are in control of the energy we are emitting. Now, we don't learn this. This is something that you wake up to and become aware of. And that is a path of, like, empowerment, is when you decide to become responsible for the energy you are emitting. So let's go back to my example of when I was depressed. I was emitting a frequency of depression because I felt depressed. I was a victim to my life. And all I was focusing on was what was wrong in my life, it's unfair and unjust and other people have it better than me. I was focusing on that. That's the energy I was emitting. That's what I was creating of in my life. And so because I was focusing on it and noticing it, that was my frequency. So then I was attracting the same frequency back. So it's a spiral. You know that, you know what happens. Like, when you focus on something and you start focusing on something that doesn't feel good, and then you just have other thoughts that come into your mind that don't feel good, and you spiral and spiral and spiral and spiral until you're literally just an absolute mess. That's how energy works. Like attracts like. Just like when you're feeling good and happy, it's easy to ride that wave because you're already in that place. You're emitting that frequency. You're feeling good. So you find other things to feel good about. And the juicy part is that you can do that. You can initiate that. You just have to learn how, and you have to know it's possible. And you have to be willing to believe it's possible. And you have to be willing to acknowledge that you can do it and try to do it, even if you don't know how to do it. Like, the mere fact that you're even willing to entertain the idea that you can change how you think, you can change what you focus on, you can change what you see, you can change what you're attracting and experiencing into your life, you have to be willing to believe. And that's called faith. Trusting that life has to be better than this, what I'm experiencing now, because if it can be that bad, perhaps it can be that good. So my personal power journey started when I was super depressed and I was very suicidal. And that was my thought pattern all day. Like, life is so shit. I'm not going to bother to get up. Why bother? Everything's terrible. People are awful. Life is awful. Life is hard. Like, nothing works out for me. So there I am going around in this mindset with these thoughts in my head. They were just coming in. Like, I thought I didn't have any control over them. And the time I didn't. And so no wonder I didn't want to get out of bed all day. No wonder I felt shit. No wonder all I could think of was bad, negative things, because that was the frequency I was on. Until one day, I just went, like, I don't want to do this anymore. What happens if I don't do it? Like, what happens if I just decide to stop thinking that way? And in that moment, I had no idea. But I took back my personal power. Because I decided, what if I don't do that? What if I do something different? What will happen? because all I knew was what I was thinking. I didn't know that I could think a different way, but I just went, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to just decide to think this way. So I decided in that moment that every time I started to have a negative thought or a depressive thought, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something else. And I literally would stop it in the middle of a thought and I would go and do something else, go outside, whatever. I think I've shared this before, but that is an example of personal power. And I share it because while it seems so huge and so like transformational and mind-blowing, it actually can happen in the most minute details of your everyday life. And this is where your personal power starts. And the thing is, of course, when you start it, it's very weak because you've never done it before. You've never experienced that, oh, I can choose my thoughts and I can make different choices, because it's a new thing. It's like, you know, when you go to the gym and you start lifting weights and you can literally lift 1 or 2 kilos for a few reps because your muscles are deconditioned. They haven't worked at lifting weights before. So of course it's going to hurt and be difficult and you might be a bit deterred because it's painful. But if you want to see progress, you have to keep doing it and doing it again. And this is the same thing with personal power. You have to be willing to keep making the choices of, I'm going to think things that are beneficial for me. I'm going to think things that are going to support me. I'm going to believe things that make me feel good, rather than, I don't know what I can do and I'm powerless. And this is what really, like, I get so passionate about this and so inspired, because the amount of people that come to me and go, oh, I can't do that. Well, that's just a decision you've thought. That's just a decision you've thought that you've decided to be true. There is no truth to it until you give it power over you. Right? Like, so many people get so triggered when I'm like, you can just change your mind. And they go, no, I can't. It's harder than you think. No, no, no. Why? Why is it harder? Because we're addicted to thinking we can't do things. We're addicted to thinking that things are hard for us because we've been in a disempowered mindset for so long. We haven't come back to our personal power. But the thing is, when you come back to your personal power, your entire world changes, because your world, your experience of your world, is how you see the world. It's how you choose to see the world. Yeah, the world isn't just this thing happening to us. The world is the response we have to it. Because yes, the world outside us externally, everyone externally outside us, is nothing we can control. But like I said, what you can control is your response to it. And it's so, like, it's the funniest thing, because it's so simple. Yet people make this the hardest thing in the world. Why? Because they are scared of not knowing the outcome of changing their ways. And the beautiful thing about it is that it is absolutely life-changing. When you decide, actually, I get to choose the response I have. I get to choose where I put my focus. Like I said, it's not easy yet. First, because we are deconditioned. Like, our mind is exactly like our physical body. Like, we have to condition it to do the things we want it to do. Our mind is so malleable. It is so impressionable. And it is so powerful because we can use it in that way. But you have to be willing to see it, and you have to be willing to try. Without that, it's done. And you also have to be willing to persevere and be tenacious with wanting to see things a different way. But when you do, it is so powerful, and that conditioning your mind muscle, conditioning your mind to see the good in things, to respond to things differently, to decide, actually, I'm not going to think that depressive spiral thought. I'm actually going to think of, I can stop that now, and I'm going to choose something else to do that's going to break that pattern. When you choose to break the pattern, the mind pattern, that keeps you in a negative cycle, that keeps you in spiraling and seeing things badly or negatively, gossip, judgmental, whatever it is, you start to see how powerful you can be. And if you can do that with your mind, you can do that with everything else. And if you can do that with your response to things, you can do that with everything else. And it is the coolest thing, one of the coolest things I have ever discovered. Because once I discovered I can change my mind about things, I can choose my thoughts about things, I can choose how I feel about things, then the world becomes a completely different experience. And that is one part of it, because the mind is one part, but the mind also controls feelings and emotions, because of course your mind is thoughts, right? It's not tangible. But what makes those thoughts tangible is the feelings you have about the thoughts. That's another subject. Because these are very deep and involved subjects, right? That and topics that need to be sort of reflected upon and internalized and integrated. So I'm not going to add that here. But your personal power is your ability to make a decision, your ability to choose, your ability to respond versus react, and your ability to focus and the choice of where you put that focus, right? It's your personal power is going, I can either sit, so for example, let's go back to when I was depressed and I didn't want it to be that way anymore. How I decided to change that was, I don't want to feel that way anymore, so I'm going to do something different. I decided I wasn't going to repeat the negative spiral pattern. And when I felt, or no, not even felt, when I noticed that familiar feeling of being negative and depressed coming into my mind and that thought, I'd go, actually, no, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go do a workout. I'm going to go upstairs and speak to my mom. I'm going to go watch TV, whatever it was. Like, I'm not saying that it was the healthiest of things back then, but it was a pattern interrupt. So I could change how I responded or reacted to the same pattern. And that is the first step in self-healing and coming back to your personal power, is you have the ability to do that. Every single person in the world has the ability to do that. Now, is it easy? No. Does it take time? Yes. Because we are creatures of habit. Our mind and our bodies like things that are familiar. So when you start to become aware of things and you decide to become aware of things, and you go, I'm not gonna repeat that same pattern. I'm gonna interrupt that pattern and go do something else. Your mind will be like, oh, but it feels really good to do the thing we know. You know, it feels so good to just keep spiraling because it's comfortable. It's comfortable. It feels nice to keep gossiping because it's comfortable. I'm so comfortable here. I know what it is. I know how it feels. Because we like comfort, we seek to create the same patterns. We seek to create that comfort. And the power that you hold within is going, yes, but is that comfort good for me, or is it damaging me and bringing me down even more? And the strong people go, it isn't beneficial. It's not serving me. I don't want to be that anymore. I'd rather choose the other thing, which is the unknown. And it happens all the time. It's what happens with addicts. You know, someone who wants to smoke, wants to quit smoking and smokes. They're like, I know I shouldn't have it, but I do, because they want the comfort that comes with the action of smoking. Because something triggers something in them, and the smoking triggers a response. And that response is comfortable. They know it, it's familiar. And if you take it away, because they've identified with that action, with that response, they don't know who they are anymore. They're now uncomfortable. They're in the discomfort of unknowing. So they either make a choice to go back to the comfortable but damaging habit of smoking, or you choose to sit in the discomfort, knowing that you're uncomfortable, knowing that this isn't how it normally goes, and you choose to change it and go, I'm safe doing this new thing. Because the subconscious mind works that way, right? The subconscious mind is like, it's safe, it's comfortable, we know what we're doing over here, so I want to do it. And the subconscious mind is like, yeah, okay, it's safe, I know what I'm doing, I'm safe here. So the mind, your conscious mind, has to go, I don't want to do this anymore, even though I don't know the outcome. of it, even though I don't know what's going to happen, it's going to be different. You then have to get your subconscious mind on board with like, okay, I don't feel safe because I'm not doing my normal thing. But your conscious mind has to do it, tell your subconscious mind enough, like, it is safe to not do this thing anymore. It is safe to change your pattern. It is safe to change your mind. It is safe to go into the unknown. And that, like, this is the biggest crux of how to change anything in your life. It is making the choice with your personal power, consciously choosing to do something different and choosing to do it again and again until it becomes normal and isn't as difficult anymore. Being willing to fail and to not give up. And then is getting your subconscious mind on board. Getting your subconscious mind on board with change, because like I said, we are creatures of habit, and that usually comes from the subconscious mind. If your subconscious mind feels it's a dangerous thing to change your habit, it's going to sabotage you going back to the old ways. So that's why it's easy to go back into the old pattern, because your subconscious mind is like, well, it's safe here. It might not be healthy. It might not be good for me, but I know what's going on. So if you want to change a pattern in your life and you're willing to do that and you're finding it hard, it's because the subconscious mind doesn't feel safe. And all it wants to do is try and keep you safe all the time. So it will bring you back to what it knows is safe, which is the thing that you have done over and over and over again. And that is a feeling of safety, whether it is drinking, whether it is smoking, whether it is binge eating, whether it is stressing about your weight, controlling in some way, gossiping in some way, having depressive thoughts. And that's why I want to say personal power, it is easy to see when you know you have a choice. You always have a choice. People say they don't have a choice. What they're trying to say is, I don't want to step into my power because I'm comfortable and I'm safe here. Because I know that if I don't have to choose, I'm safe and I can just stay safe in my box. But this is what stifles growth. It's what stifles potential and opportunities, because you don't feel safe. But is again, it is in your personal power to go, I might not feel safe, but I'm going to do it anyway. Now, how we get over this, the subconscious block of not feeling safe, is by releasing the nervous system that holds the emotions, the emotional nervous system that holds the subconscious responses to things that are familiar, or the patterns that keep us in the same habits. And that is another thing to go into. But I wanted to share this with you today, because personal power is really something that is completely overlooked in most of the 3D matrix world we're living in today. Everybody who has a higher consciousness, experienced life on a higher level, who wants to change, or who wants to change any experience they're having in their life in any way whatsoever, they have chosen to step into and utilize their personal power. So if you are experiencing places in your life that are not benefiting you, not comfortable, not what you want, which a lot of us can relate to these days, and you want something different, you desire to have something different, to have something more, to have something better that serves you, that feels good to you, that is more aligned with who you really want to be, you must choose to step into your personal power. And if you can't do it on your own, you find someone to help you do that. And I am someone who's available to do that. So if you need guidance, if you want any information, if you want any help with that, I am available for coaching, or find someone else who resonates with you to do that. Because what we need more in this world is people who are aware of their personal power and who are aware of the changes and the transformation that come with it. Because when we sit there and go, oh, there's nothing I can do about it, which is so much of what's going on in this world today, we sit there and we're told by experts, oh, this is what it is, that's what it is, and they go, okay, like, I'll just let you do that, I'll just let you tell me what to do, they are giving away their personal power. And when people give away their power, other people abuse their power. Other people can manipulate you by using their power and your power against you. So in order to stop that from happening, and in order for you to feel more confident in yourself and for you to feel more empowered, you must choose to step into and use and express your personal power in a loving, kind and compassionate way towards yourself, because that's what it all starts with. So where have you been giving your power away? Where have you not been making the choices that are for your best and highest interest? Where do you continually let yourself off the hook, going like, oh, like, I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to do this anyway. Like, I know I shouldn't have that cigarette, but I will anyway. I know I shouldn't like gossip, but I'm going to do it anyway. Where have you been doing that in your life? Be truthful with yourself, because this is the only time that we get changed, when you take radical responsibility and you step into your personal power. If you want any help or guidance with that, I am available for coaching. Please reach out to me either through this podcast or on a DM on my Instagram. I'll have my website up at some point, probably in the near future. But I want you to feel good and empowered in yourself, feel confident that you can make these decisions and step into your power. And we only do that when we take that responsibility and start noticing these things for ourselves. The world is a better place when you are empowered and can trust yourself to make better decisions for your highest good. Everybody benefits. So I'll leave that with you today. But I hope this inspired you to look at where you're giving your power away, where you are not making decisions based on your highest good, where you keep falling victim to old patterns of sabotage that aren't helping you. The quicker and the better you can shine a light on that, the more you can start to empower yourself with the decision, I can change this. I'm going to step into my power. Where can I focus? How can I respond that is empowering, kind, and graceful to me? I hope this serves you well. Let me know what you thought of this podcast episode, if you took anything away from it, or if you just want to give me any feedback, I'd love to know what you thought. I love sharing this with you because this is where my mind is at all day, most of the time. It's like, how can people improve their lives? They just need to know that they can step into their power, that they can make decisions, that they can do things that help them feel better. Because when you feel better and you decide to feel good, everybody benefits. The people who don't benefit are the people who've been taking advantage of you. They don't get to benefit because then you set boundaries with yourself. But people only benefit when you start to believe in yourself, when you start to trust yourself and make the decisions that are aligned with your highest good, then people will only benefit. And you will be a happier, more fulfilled and content person. And that stuff goes out into the world and it ripples out like a beacon of light, giving other people hope that they can do the same. And that's what we want. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know your thoughts. Reach out if you feel called to. I always welcome, soul-led, heart-led communication. It's one of my favorite things, connecting with people who are on the same wavelength. I love you. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will catch you on another episode. Take care.